Hi, this is Evan the Holy Film, and you are talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene, he's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evan the Holy Film.
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Dale Murphy.
My two men, Randy Sepp.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just got
what is going on, everybody? This is, I almost said, Talking Sports, and then I thought, no, it is Talking Sports. Knockout Radio was last night. Talking Sports on the air, brought to you by PostShare.com. Check them out online. Former Tampa Bay Buccaneer, former Tennessee Titan, former Vanderbilt, what are they? Commodores.
The Commodores.
That was a good group, too. Way before your time.
I wasn't around then.
I'm playing poker online to get ready for my Vegas trip.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, how's
not paying much attention, though.
How's your game going?
Not real good.
No?
I really need to pay more attention. You know, I'm trying to do so many other things, and right now I'm trying to text some guy by the name of, I don't know, George Foreman.
Oh. Kind of a big deal.
Yeah. I was supposed to get back to him, and I just heard the open. I'm like, oh, damn, that's right, George Foreman. What an experience last night. What a show last night out at Shooter's World. We got to shoot a little weaponry before and after the show, but a bunch of World Series of Fighting guys were on, and I know he's not tuning in, but I feel like a dirtbag.
It was a mistake, but that's kind of a big mistake.
Yes and no. You know, again, I'm not going to say it was all on me. I'm going to take all the blame. We had 4,000 fighters there, not knowing who was what was where. I mean, you know names. You may not know the person.
Yeah.
You may not know. I mean, we're trying to Google, you know, who and who. And I just feel bad because the one fighter we didn't get on, I'm going to call a former teammate.
Mm-hmm.
Both kind of worked out of DVBJJ back in the day. Eric Reynolds has fought pretty much everybody. He's fought Eddie Alvarez. And now he's on the World Series of Fighting card, which is tomorrow night out at the USF Sundome. We do have still some tickets to give away. So if you would like to go out there, huge things on the line. Now, Melvin backtracked a tad. And Melvin and I are very good friends. Melvin Gillard broke on our program last night that if he gets his ass beat, he will retire.
Quote.
Who's to determine an ass beating?
Well, it's his decision. He is.
Okay, so he could just say, I may retire after this fight.
Sure, yeah.
It's not an ass whooping because who's to determine that? You know, what you may call an ass whooping, he may not.
True.
What he may call an ass whooping, I may not.
And chances are those definitions are quite far apart because he's used to getting hit in the face for a living. So it's going to take, obviously, a lot more. I probably wouldn't take that much, and I'd say it was an ass whooping. So
yeah, I would just I thought I took an ass whooping from David Branch last night, and he never touched me.
Yeah, he just stared you down, and that was about all it took.
That guy is one mean looking dude.
Sure. Although again, weigh-ins today,
right?
Still in the depletion mode, trying to make that weight.
Yeah, but
so.
Justin didn't look like that. Now Justin kind of talked about that as well. The fact that, you know, he doesn't have to drop weight. He doesn't have to drop weight like Melvin. Mm-hmm. Melvin last night was in, you know, Saran wrap and sweats and sweating up a storm, even where Branch wanted a different chair.
There was a puddle everywhere. He sweated through everything into the chair. He talked about how he had his leg up sweating on the table. So, I mean, it was puddles everywhere.
And basically said he don't give a damn if anybody doesn't like it. He did
no,
say.
Not basically. That's a direct quote.
Yeah, well, I wanted to clean it up. You know, last night we were allowed to say a few other things that we cannot say on FCC radio. Big weekend. Huge weekend. not sure. just for MMA, and we will talk a lot of MMA because it is my love, but there's some NASCAR I want to talk about, the Buccaneers. This possibly could be, and I want to say this as fast as humanly possible because I do not want Ed to fall off the chair. I do not want Ed to hit his head, or we like to say his kepi, as he's on the way to the floor of passing out when I say, this is the only game the Bucs might be able to win.
Well, I need to look at the rest of the schedule. Why do you say that?
Because it's the Washington Redskins. The Washington Redskins have...
Yeah, but it's the Bucs.
Exactly, and that's why I wanted to say it quickly, because Ed may come back with, well, it's the Bucs, en route to him falling on the floor of me saying, this is a possible game that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers could win. The Buccaneers need to do something. They need to turn this around, and I really, truly, and I'm the guy that's not a homer, I really, truly believe the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are a better team than their record shows. Except for the two blowouts.
Yeah.
I don't even want to say should have, or I don't want to say could have. They should have won at least three of those games.
Well, yeah, and they had a lead going into the fourth quarter of five games now, and they've lost all of them. So you think about it, there's obviously a lot there, but there are some missing pieces, and you're like, wow, they are so close. But are they really close, and are the changes that need to be made easy enough to do this season?
Every time we think they are close... Then they play the Atlanta Falcons in Atlanta.
Yeah,
and get blown out.
That was a drubbing.
And whatever the other game, what was the second game?
Ravens at home.
And the Ravens at home. So, you know, as soon as you think and you look at, well, you know, they're almost, then another one of those games. So I don't know if I necessarily buy, let's get on the road, let's get away, you know, that's better. I seem to think it's better to stay at home because you don't have to travel. But a lot of times guys are like, let's get out of town. Let's get in the hotel, even though they're in a hotel, home and away.
Right.
Let's get away from our home fans. Let's get away from our home families. And let's, you know, turn this thing around. And Washington may be that place to do it because they are struggling as well. New coach, new system, new scheme, new everything up there as well. I'm not saying that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to win on Sunday, but it's a game that they could, should.
Chance.
Maybe possibly what?
What about 2 weeks from now? They're in Chicago, another team that has that they're currently 3-6. You're going into a cold climate. They're not used to playing in the cold, but how much does that play into it?
And I hate that comment too. They're not used to playing in the cold. You look at where a lot of these guys come from. They've played
about
in the cold.
Coming from or going where they played college. Sure, yeah. But some of these guys. I mean, not everybody's a rookie. It's not necessarily a recent thing for them.
So your blood thins out?
Sure. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was born in Kentucky. I moved down here when I was 12.
Is it cold in Kentucky?
It gets cold. Yeah, there are no kidding, four seasons up there.
Baseball, basketball, football, and hockey.
Yeah, pretty much. So you sort of are used to it. You remember it, but you also remember why you moved to Florida in the first place and why it's so nice to live down here and only visit snow.
I got to be honest with you. I have no idea why people live in places like Chicago, like Kentucky, like New England, like Maine. Like I honestly don't know. Mm-hmm. We live in a country that we're able to make our own decisions. It's not like you have to live in these godforsaken, horrible places. Why would you live in Chicago? I don't get it.
You're going to get some angry tweets here soon.
Whatever. It's not the first time.
Won't be the last.
I've been to Chicago.
Yeah.
I've been to Chicago when it was cold. UFC was up there. I honestly wanted to poke my eyeballs out with knives. I've been there when it's nice, and it's a great place when it's nice. But do you really want to live in a place 12 months out of the year for 6 days of niceness?
It's all relative.
I lived in Boston when I was in the military. I hated life. It's a gloomy. Now, I like gloomy because that fits my mentality. But, you know, just cold and ugliness and, you know, I don't know. No, you know what? I want to change it because I don't want those clowns all moving down here to Florida.
Too late. Damn. It's already happening.
It's already happening or I've already said it?
Both. Yes.
The Tampa Bay Rays.
Yes.
Have been interviewing numerous people. They're interviewing people, and on the short list are people that I didn't even have any interest in managing. They're doing TV commentary.
Yeah.
They're still playing. You know, they've walked. Where did they come up with this list?
Yeah, it's kind
of... Was it a dartboard?
It's a hodgepodge of people from different experiences, different backgrounds, as you said. Like Doug Glanville, he's been working with MLB Network for years now. Raul Banez, he was on the Royals last season. You have Kevin Cash, who's a bullpen coach up in Cleveland, who's from this area, actually went to Gaither High School and FSU, so he's a Florida boy. Craig Counsell, all these different names. I don't know if they see a commonality. Again, you're talking about a system that you're trying to bring somebody into, and that's still why I say the bench coach.
Martinez?
Stick with Dave.
Well, you know, but what a lot of people are saying, and this is true as well, I think Dave Martinez deserves it.
Yeah.
I think Dave Martinez has been around and kind of paid his dues, but he's, from what they say, too much like Madden. He's identical to Madden, and Madden couldn't get the job done. Madden got this team to the World Series.
Okay, so you're looking for something different to take the team to the next level.
You know, I mean, you're the fan.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, well established, I'm not. You're the fan. Are you content with what the Tampa Bay Rays have done and what they're doing?
What type of history are you talking about? Are you talking about from inception in the mid-90s?
Oh,
or are you
care.
Talking
go
about
the last,
in
the last 5 years? Go the last 5 years. Are you happy with missing the playoffs, what they've missed the playoffs?
The fact that they got to the playoffs is a big deal in the first place. Now, this could be just me being an optimist, but I feel that over the last 5 to 8 years, it's been a really, really good run, and let's try to keep that going because
What's a good run?
I would rather have a winning team that's in contention for the playoffs on a consistent basis than a team that might get to the World Series 1 year and then drops off and you don't hear from them again. You want to establish yourself almost like a dynasty, like the Braves of the 90s and 80s, 90s, and into the 2000s.
I agree with you with that, but this is something that I have asked numerous times. Would you rather be the Philadelphia Eagles, who had a nice run, made numerous, I don't know the exact number because we don't do research on this show.
What's that?
Numerous NFC championship games, okay? Or even, in that fact, the Buffalo Bills, 4 consecutive Super Bowls and lost. Would you rather be the Buffalo Bills? Would you rather be the Philadelphia Eagles? Or would you rather be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Well, again, you go back to the quote, for the life of me, I can't remember, but you said you'd rather, somebody said that they'd rather have a Super Bowl ring.
Former co-host, when we were talking about John Gruden and Tony Dungy, his comment was, I would rather my coach be in hell with a Super Bowl ring than heaven without.
Right.
A lot of people have said what you've said. I would rather consistency. I would rather 10-6 for 57 straight years, but you can't get to the championship game. You can't get to the big game, and you can't win it. Personally, I would think what I experienced in 02, you can experience losing in the playoffs. I would rather a team be awful for 10 years consecutively, and every 11 years they win a title.
That said, you may have a situation where things come together. They win that extra game. They push a little bit deeper into the playoffs. If you have a consistent team, you're not going to be looking for flashes in the pan, because then it's a lot of angst and trying to figure things out. That's what the Bucks have been doing.
Oh, breaking news. Breaking news. I just got this sent to me. Breaking news. Doug Martin's out for Sunday.
Wow. That doesn't help.
Well, doesn't hurt either. Just saying. I think Doug Martin's done. He's out. See you later. You know, Rainey, Sims, I'm okay with both of
those
guys.
Well, we need to see Sims too.
How about this part? I don't know if you caught this news. I sent it to you to put up on the website. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and this is rare to the best of my knowledge, have signed to their practice squad a punter.
I did see that. I don't understand it. Where do you see him fitting in?
I see them replacing punter. If you can't punt for more than 13 yards, for more than 17 yards, it's time to move on. Especially on a team that field position is kind of important because they can't hold leads. They can't stop drives.
So then why didn't they just cut him and cut the punter and sign this guy to the active roster?
Let's see what happens over the next week to 10 days.
If anything's better than 13 yards, 15 yards, then why does it matter? Go ahead and bring him in and try to make a difference now. That's just me. That's my thought process.
I'm with you. No, I totally understand. I just got that in. And before we hit our first break, I know we're about a minute over, just a little bit of injury report. Everybody was full participation today with the exception of Werner. I'm not sure that Werner's going to play. He's had limited participation all week. Also limited was Doug Martin, who has now been ruled out. So everybody else, full participation with the exception of Werner and now the Doug Martin, who has been ruled out for Sunday. So, and Robert Griffin III, full participation. Is that good or bad?
I'd say bad.
Well, the thing is, I think I would rather a banged up Robert Griffin III than a healthy Cousins or somebody else. As a Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan, he's going to be limited whether he's out there or not. He's hobbling around. The ankle's still not good. You know, can he still beat you? You know, and they made a comment, Frazier. I almost said Joe Frazier. When I was at the defensive coordinator press conference yesterday or whenever it was with the Buccaneers, that a 60% Gerald McCoy is better than most. But it's a 60% Griffin III better than 100% backup. Just the thought to think about.
Cousins did prove himself some.
This is Talking Sports brought to you by PostShare.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play. Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Buccaneer Beads, Inc. specializes in having the largest selection and lowest pricing on Gasparilla, Mardi Gras parade beads, and party needs in Tampa Bay. Buccaneer Beads, Inc. is family-owned and operated by a mother-daughter team and a member of the Ybor Chamber of Commerce. Buccaneer Beads, Inc. offers a wide variety of products and services, including discounts and wholesale pricing on bulk orders. Call Buccaneer Beads today at 813-664-8571 or stop by 3808 East Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Got booty? Get booty at Buccaneer Beads.
AthleteOriginals.com features original t-shirt designs by athletes for the fans, available for men, women, and children. Over 70 athletes call AthleteOriginals.com home, including Tampa Bay linebacker Jonathan Casillas and lineman Will Golston. Baseball, football, basketball, and hockey are covered, but so is MMA, curling, track and field, and much more. Don't be like everyone else. Be original. Check them out online at AthleteOriginals.com and enjoy the easy-to-use website and shop by sport, athlete, brand, or design. AthleteOriginals.com. You will be glad you did.
Amy's Day Spa is a luxury full-service day spa located in South Tampa at 2001 West Kennedy Boulevard. You'll be welcomed with warm personal attention the moment you walk in the door. We have a wonderful staff that strive to make you feel and look your absolute best. It is our mission to help you relax and escape the pressure and stress that stand in your way of achieving a healthier, more vibrant, and youthful you. Call Amy and her staff today at 813-348-1373.
Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the five-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of the Players Show and Go Bucks!
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
On Saturday, November 15th, the World Series of Fighting returns to Tampa, Florida at the USF Sundome with WSOF 15, the Night of Champions. Three titles are at stake as David Branch defends his title against Yoshin Okami, lightweight champion Justin Gaethje versus Melvin Gillard, and women's strawweight champion Jessica Aguilar versus Kalindra Faria. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com or WSOF.com for WSOF 15.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Bob the Beast Sapp, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. I'm going to knock him out.
You know who that was?
Oh, God.
Just say no.
I should.
No, you don't. It's the Commodores. That was the Commodores. Lionel Richie and the
gotcha.
Commodores. Way before your time.
Yeah.
All right, some things that I do want to get to, but first and foremost, we do have a few giveaways that we're going to do on today's show. We're going to give away another T-shirt from Athlete Originals. So we're going to hook somebody up with that. We have tickets to the Rockin' Ryan Nice Holiday Party, December 3rd.
Where is that?
That's Tampa, the new facility. I forget what it's called. The Pepin facility, which is outstanding.
Gotcha.
We also have some tickets for next Friday's Extravaganza. This is from 7 to 10. Next Friday, the 21st. George Foreman texting me as we speak, or someone from George Foreman's camp as we speak. This will be out at the Trade Winds. There's a silent auction, a live auction, over 100 silent auction items, which is the reason I'm going, of travel, sports, and food packages. Tickets are $60 per person, and the first person to pick up the phone or text us or email us or Facebook us or tweet us, we will hook you up with a pair of tickets to go out there next Friday. There's wine tasting. There'll be food tasting, so get there before me, because I'm going to be tasting all there is.
All of it. Make sure there's stuff left for people. Right?
Shocking. A guy just texted me from the George Foreman camp saying, my buddy Melvin Gillard is on your fan. Now, should I text him? Should I text him back and say, I'm aware of that?
You're right.
Yeah, I just responded back. Yep. Yeah, I'm well aware that Melvin Gillard is on my van. All right. I need to talk about this. I really truly do, because
which one?
The double standard in not only life, but the double standard in NASCAR.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't think we've talked about this yet, but we briefly talked about the situation with Jeff Gordon and Brad Keselowski.
Keselowski, yep.
Okay. Last Sunday, to the best of my knowledge, Ryan Newman did the exact same thing, only worse. Brad Keselowski went through an opening. Jeff Gordon went high, you know, kind of like a Days of Thunder. He's going high. No, he's going low.
Right.
And then he whips down. They collide, cuts his tire, costs Jeff Gordon, ultimately cost him the chase,
yes,
which the final race is this Sunday. Ryan Newman did almost the same thing, drove somebody into the wall. Go ahead and ask me who.
Who?
That's the problem. I couldn't tell you. And that's why it's okay that Ryan Newman get away with it, because he drove somebody that it's not a name.
It's not a name who is also not in the run for a chase.
Brad Keselowski does it to the number 24 car. How about I knew that? And because it's Jeff Gordon, everybody's freaking out. Now, the driver that Newman hit said he understands that he had to go for it. It's racing. Now, of course, this is from a youngster trying to make the circuit. This is from somebody who's trying to make a name for himself, because here's the difference. It's almost the exact same thing, only Newman did it worse. He drove the guy into the wall.
Now, is it a big deal because it was Jeff Gordon, or a,
that's what I'm saying,
or a big deal because Jeff Gordon was in the chase? In other words, if this guy whom we don't know his name, who's driven into the wall, if a no-name guy is driven into the wall who is making a run and is still in the chase, are we making a big deal about it?
It's called double standard. If it's a big deal that Keselowski did it to Gordon, I don't care if it's Jeff Gordon, I don't care if it's Dan Earnhardt Jr. or Sr. or anybody, it doesn't matter. It's either good or it's bad. It's either right or it's wrong. I get mad at the Michael Jordan. How many times did that guy travel?
Oh, absolutely. And same thing with LeBron, too.
Absolutely.
They're
Kobe.
Any big-name NBA
and
player,
and
they're
they
going to get that extra leeway. And it's the same thing with pitchers in baseball. You get that little extra 2-3 inches on the outside of the plate, and you put your time in, you establish yourself, you're going to get that respect from the umpires and from some players. Not everybody's going to appreciate it, especially if you're the batter.
And you shouldn't. That's all I'm saying. You shouldn't. Let's go to the phone lines. Larry, how are you?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Not
doing
too
awesome.
Bad.
Yeah. Randy?
Yes, sir?
Yeah. Looking at the football, I know you haven't mentioned about the college football game tomorrow. Are you a big college football fan?
You know, I just really wish there was any good games tomorrow. Too bad that Alabama's not playing the number one team in the country. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah. But I'm a big Hurricanes fan, so you know tomorrow night I think they're going to be we're going to shock the world tomorrow night. I believe that if Florida State play the same way they've been playing the last 4 or 5 weeks, I think we can get them.
Larry, here's my two questions for you, and then you know, give me your answers. One, it all depends on allegedly what Winston's bet is. You know, is what's the over under in the first half as to you know how competitive the game will be, and two, how can the University of Miami, which is ranked what? 30-something? How can they be a one-point underdog? It doesn't make sense to me.
Let me tell you how it makes sense. You're playing home. You don't have a problem with Alabama being number 5, and they 10 points over number one team in the country. You didn't mention that.
Well, so, number 5 and number 1 is a whole lot different than non-ranked and number 3.
But this is a big game for both teams. It's a rivalry game, and most rivalry game anybody could win. I mean, it's most of the time, not all the time. And I think that Miami been playing good ball lately. You've been watching them. And their quarterback, they say, is rated not very high. He's a true freshman. So, and a good running game, and they're playing good defense right now. It's the right time. It's the right time. And it's going to be a big crowd there on tomorrow night, and I think that Miami can be a big upset.
there's going to be a big crowd down in Miami, but I don't think Miami knows it's going to be a home game for them, because rumor has it they've been playing the FSU chant over their speakers while at practice. So they're still
so they're anticipating.
Yeah, they're anticipating to be inundated with Noles fans. I don't know if they know it's a home game.
Well, the thing is, Florida State going to be there. I mean, Florida State, the fans going to be there. They're going to make a lot of noise. And we got to be ready. We got a lot of freshman quarterback. He never played in this game before. So he need to hear some of the noise in practice that he's going to hear in the real game on tomorrow night. But they're getting ready for it, making preparation.
Larry, what do you think the final score will be?
I'm going to go with 31-28 with Miami.
Oh, there you go. Cool. Hey, do you want to go to this thing next Friday?
Yes, I would love to go. That one at the Trade Winds, or which one? Nice.
No, the one at the Trade Winds, which is next Friday, the 21st. It's from 7 to 10 out at the Trade Winds Island Resorts.
That'd be great. I would love to go.
Okay. Leave your information with Ed, and then I will email you the flyer so that you can get all the details.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Larry.
Larry will be out there. I will be out there. I'm trying to bring the attorney to the stars out there, Danny Alvarez. Did he get in a fight or something? What exactly happened? Oh, you didn't see the picture?
No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, he had a little work done.
What?
Yeah, I had a little had a little surgery.
Is this on the on the social media outlets?
I guess not. So.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing that.
He was a little under the weather, so he had had a little surgery.
Are you able to say what it was?
He's a lawyer. I'm not talking anything. I've already said too much, if you know what I'm saying.
Gotcha. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah. So we will definitely move on. Tampa Bay Lightning, I believe, two straight now.
Yeah. Yeah. They were on a really, really good run there. They won six in a row. They dropped their last game of the road trip up in Detroit. They came here back home and opened up their homestand with San Jose, and that was actually the game where the new alternate jersey, the blackout game, the jersey made its debut. They lost 3-2, so they lost two in a row. But I mean, I am more excited about having a six game win streak early in the season when they've had a lot of injuries, as opposed to getting too bent out of shape about two losses. So with that being said, we're going to hit this next break, and you're listening to Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
If you want to look your best, you need Mick for Hair. Mick Ferrari is Tampa Bay's hairstylist to the stars. Mick has spent 25 years keeping the Bay Area beautiful and is the official hair care provider for Talking Sports. To look your best, you need to go to the best. And the best in the Bay is Mick Ferrari. For information or to book your consultation with Mick, visit his website at mickforhair.com. That's mickforhair.com. Call Mick for Hair direct at 727-573-9711. That's 573-9711.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project, or maybe want a true partner for all your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions, and we want to work for you. For all your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Make the perfect affordable date or dinner idea even better. Tampa's original long-form improv company, Post Dinner Conversation, Inc., hosts improv comedy 5 nights a week at the Tampa Pitcher Show on the corner of Dale Mabry and Ehrlich in Tampa. It's made up right on the spot, wickedly serious, dangerously funny, utterly captivating, and best of all, it's absolutely free. Call 813-963-0578. Find us on Facebook or visit postdinnerconvo.com to learn more. Again, that's 813-963-0578 for more information. Do Tampa Improv.
West Coast Van Rentals has proudly served all of Florida and South Georgia for over 20 years. They specialize in 12 and 15 passenger van rentals and offer statewide delivery service. At West Coast Van Rentals, they don't just pick you up, they actually bring the vans to you. For reservations, call 1-800-600-VANS and mention promo code WTAN1340 for a 10% discount off your daily and weekly rates.
AthletesOriginals.com features original t-shirt designs by athletes for the fans and available for men, women, and children. Over 70 athletes call AthleteOriginals.com home, including Tampa Bay linebacker Jonathan Casillas and lineman Will Golston. Baseball, football, basketball, and hockey are covered. So is MMA, curling, track and field, and much more. Don't be like everyone else. Be original. Check them out online at AthleteOriginal.com and enjoy easy-to-use website and shopping by sport, athlete, brand, or design. AthleteOriginals.com. You will be glad you did.
On Saturday, November 15, the World Series of Fighting returns to Tampa, Florida at the USF Sun Dome with WSOF 15, the Night of Champions. Three titles are at stake as David Branch defends his title against Yoshin Okami, lightweight champion Justin Gaethje versus Melvin Gillard, and women's strawweight champion Jessica Aguilar versus Kalindra Faria. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com or WSOF.com or WSOF 15.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is NFL Hall of Famer.
No, hey, this is NFL Hall of Famer Tony Dorsett. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live. A lot of stuff still to get to, a huge sports weekend. But, and I neglected to do it at the top of the show, I would like to welcome to the program a new sponsor, Limo X Cab Plus. Listen to what these guys do. Mm-hmm. They will pick you up in a town car, yet they're basically a cab.
Classy.
It is classy.
Yeah.
So for basically the same cost, he was telling me yesterday, a cab ride from downtown Tampa to the airport is $25, flat rate.
Okay. All right.
A ride from downtown Tampa to the airport in Cab Plus will be between $24 and $26 in a town car.
Huge difference. Same price, huge difference
really
in classiness and quality of service. So,
and I'm going to try it
awesome.
Out. I'm going to try it out.
Yeah.
We've got a ride coming up here shortly. We're going to call Cab Plus. They're going to come pick us up. We're going to go in a town car. The meter will be running. We'll check it out. We'll see how it is, and I will fill you in. Monday, out at the Press Box Sports Emporium, it's the return of Danny Lansana. Not sure who he is bringing, but he said he will have a teammate as a special guest. 2 weeks ago, we had TV and movie star Jim Fitzpatrick, so you never know who is going to show up at the Press Box Sports Emporium. Tomorrow night, World Series of Fighting 15.
Kind of a big deal.
It's such a big deal. I am leaving my brother's stepson's wedding early in San Antonio or St. Augustine. It's going to be a fast drive from San Antonio. Well, there is a San Antonio, Florida.
There is, really?
Yeah, there is.
Where is it?
I don't know, in the middle of the state somewhere.
So that's actually closer than where
San Antonio, Texas?
Well, oh, San Antonio, Texas, too, but where you're going to be over in St. Augustine.
Yeah, so I'm going to take the bullet train, and I will get to the USF Sundome.
In 45 minutes.
The plan is to be there for this Melvin Gillard, Justin Gaethje fight.
Gaethje.
He's a gi until he's a G. He's a gi first, and then if he wins tomorrow, he becomes a G.
Okay, all right. The next step is an OG, right?
Or an under G.
Under G. God.
Melvin last night, and nice. I'm looking at the photo that's been put out on Twitter, has said if he gets his ass beat, he will retire. And, of course, Justin said he can't retire.
Yeah, he said he's got to keep on cashing checks to make his money. I don't know. I think he's done a pretty good job over his career. He said he's had over 200 both on the record and off the record fights. So I'm sure he's got a couple coins saved up for himself. But he was talking about updating his gaming systems, all three of them.
For every room, because he's too lazy.
Yeah, in case he can't go from one room to the next.
Obviously, we can't stay up on everything. This weekend, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers head up to D.C.,
yeah,
to play the Washington Redskins. Former special teams captain on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now he's a special teams captain up with the Redskins, Adam Hayward. Obviously, him and Jay Gruden knew each other when Jay was here.
Sure.
But I guess Adam had some things to say. Ed, what was it?
Simply said, he said he was looking forward to bashing some faces in.
That's awesome. Way to keep friends.
There we go.
And when they told him, do you realize that might be hung up on the bulletin board? He said, I don't care.
That's awesome.
I don't care.
So the return, obviously not the return to Tampa of Adam Hayward, even though his family, I believe, still lives here. Good guy, like the guy, captain up there. He has been talked about in the press rooms. He has been talked about, from what I understand, because I don't read papers and listen to radio, in the radio and papers as well, that he is one of the reasons this team is struggling, because he's not still here. Why'd you look at me like that for? He was one of
reasons,
those locker room.
One person?
One of. I didn't say he's the only reason. I said he is one of those reasons. I believe the loss of Davin Joseph is one of those reasons. Guys that were big, important people in the locker room. Right now, you've lost some of those locker room guys. It takes time for guys to become those leaders. You can't just automatically get rid of Adam Hayward, Davin Joseph, Donald Penn, those presence in the locker room, and expect guys, Mason Foster, to all of a sudden become that leader. You know, we know Gerald McCoy's the leader, but there's other guys, you know, that need to, you just automatically do it, bang your chest and say, all right, I'm the new leader. It takes time. You need to lead on the practice field. You need to lead in the locker room. You need to lead on the game field. And you need to lead on the Monday Night Players show as well.
So how,
well, that wasn't funny.
How much of the locker room issues are making themselves evident on the playing field? How, if they got everything right in the locker room, what kind of season are we talking about?
You know, here's what I think is a problem. Back in the day, you had guys where if you were not performing, if you were not doing, if you're not whatever, they would get in your face, they would tell you it, you know, Sapp obviously would do that. Chidi obviously would do that. There's been other guys that would obviously do that. I have always said that you need guys like Frank Middleton, okay? Frank Middleton was a nasty dude, all right? He was a mean dude. He was, tell me who on this team resembles Nate Webster. Do you know who Nate Webster? Unfortunately, Nate Webster is doing some time right now, so we won't get into that. But he wanted to go into the stands in Philadelphia when they were playing the Eagles. The Eagles fans, known for what they were doing. Nate Webster and Dwight Smith looked at each other like the Bash Brothers from a Slapshot. And they looked at each other like, I thought they were legitimately going to go into the stands. We don't have those guys anymore. You know, you don't necessarily need lunatics like that. Who on this team is John Lynch? Maybe Golston. Maybe. But other than that, just for the hitting. I just don't think you – I think you need Nate Webster's. I think you need Frank Middleton's. Clean, not like that knucklehead Keyshawn Johnson who said he would purposely spike people. He would purposely push their face into the ground standing up. I don't think they have that. And they haven't had that in a long time.
They need that extra kick, that little extra to get the rest of – the way they play the game, they lead by example, and it gives everybody else on the team that little extra oomph.
Absolutely.
Just because of their example.
Who do you have? And yeah. I will ask Danny Lansana that exact question Monday night out at the Press Box Sports Emporium. Do we need guys like that? Do we have guys like that? You know, maybe we have them and we just haven't seen it.
Yeah, you're talking about the type of guys that would go into the stands and now all.
How about just go into a scrum and come out with the football?
Yeah.
Do we have that guy? Do we have that guy that's going to dive in there, not care what happens, grab whatever he needs to grab, elbow whatever he needs to elbow, and come out with the fumble? Do we have that guy?
Go in the extra.
When we come back, I want to talk about, and I know you're probably still upset about it, but we're going to talk about right now who's the top four in collegiate football for the tournament. I don't think it's a big deal. I don't even think they should come out with it because it's a joke. There's still so many weeks to go. I know a lot of people are crying the blues about the Alabama Crimson Tide. We will talk about that, college football, this weekend, and a whole lot more when we return. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time, but I watched the world flow to the dark side of the moon.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Randy Harris from Talking Sports and Knockout Radio for the Lockup Self-Storage. You know, one of the downfalls of living in Florida is no basement, so storage is always an issue. If you're in need of a self-storage unit, I highly recommend the Lockup. You'll be surprised how nice and safe the units and buildings are. All units are climate controlled for your valuable items, furniture, and they even have indoor boat and RV parking spaces. Call them today at 866-327-LOCK or thelockup.com. If you call today, you'll receive the first month for $1. Plus, they'll provide a moving truck and lock for free. The Lockup Self-Storage.
Have you ever wanted to ride in a hot air balloon? Well, you can with Orlando Balloon Rides. It's an adventure of a lifetime. Take a ride in a hot air balloon. You will fly with the winds on a truly amazing journey. Explore Florida from the orange groves to the theme parks and more. See it all from a whole new vantage point. Experience total excitement from start to finish. You will ascend above the treetops to several thousand feet. This is an experience of a lifetime. Visit OrlandoBalloonRides.com for more information. That's OrlandoBalloonRides.com.
With over 20 years of experience, Anywhere Transport is fast and reliable for all your pickup and delivery needs, anytime, anywhere. Offering custom rush messenger service and handling, we have maintained a broad range of services, which uniquely qualifies us to undertake new jobs with the utmost confidence. Call Anywhere Transport toll-free at 800-422-2888 or online at anywheretransport.com. Our prices are competitive and fair, with the goal of pleasing our customers. Florida's premier statewide rush delivery service is Anywhere Transport, spelled N-E-W-H-E-R-E.
Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the 5-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of the Players Show and Go Bucks!
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the A-Hole Show. Wes Sims here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, my main man.
You know, I've been around a lot of celebrities. You know, I talk to a lot of celebrities. We do a lot of charity work. I've got the annual Make-A-Wish event in Nashville coming up April 7th. I do a lot with a lot of people throughout town. I got an email this morning from arguably one of the greatest rock and rollers in the world today, earlier today, about a situation this weekend that's at downtown with Lynyrd Skynyrd. But when I walked in to Chris Lytle's after party in Indianapolis, Indiana, and the gentleman who was just singing that song, well, he didn't sing, it was just the music getting ready for, depending on where you listen to him, it was either John Cougar Mellencamp, where he dropped the Cougar and became John Mellencamp. It was pretty cool. I don't want to say I was in awe or anything like that, but you walk in and here's the guy that you've listened to his music, you know, forever and ever,
right.
You know, was pretty cool. And since you're giving me that look, I will name drop. When I get a phone call, an email, or whatever from Robin Zander, the lead singer of Cheap Trick, it's pretty cool. I mean, arguably one of the greatest voices in rock and roll right now. It's pretty cool.
Funny you bring up Cheap Trick, because Wednesday night at my mom's birthday dinner, her boyfriend used to, I guess he knows some of the other guys from Cheap Trick, grew up with them. Something like that.
The story's going nowhere. Okay.
There's a connection there.
Trust you.
Just go with it.
I was hoping it was going somewhere quickly.
No. My stories never go anywhere with any speed. So
this weekend, and Larry kind of briefly touched base on it. Alabama takes on, was it Ole Miss?
Ole Miss.
Sitting at 1-5. So when the rankings came out of the top four on Tuesday, some people, big Alabama supporters, are all upset, all scream. Chill out. You got time. You've got Ole Miss coming up.
Mississippi State.
Mississippi State, I'm sorry. You have Mississippi State coming up. You have Auburn eventually, even though they're has-beens. You know, they were front runners. They're now gone. See you later. Where are they at?
They're number 9.
Yeah. See you later.
They're playing Georgia this week.
And they got lucky the week before, because they should have lost the week before.
I think for the last two seasons, so far, the Gus Malzahn era has been pretty much a horseshoe.
You know, but I'm not going to say the return that happened against Alabama was luck. I'm not going to say the catch at the Georgia Dome
against Georgia,
you know, was luck. I mean, it's been at the right place at the right time. But when a guy goes in for a touchdown and, you know, it's all twisted and turned and turns the ball over because he's screaming in pain, to me, that's luck, because it was a touchdown.
It was, and that would have won the game. That would have been it.
Right. Now, it happened to Alabama as well. You know, it happened to Alabama last week, but it, for Alabama, didn't cost them the game, which I still can't fathom how they pulled that game out.
But you're going to see with really, really, really good teams,
they find a way.
They find a way. That's one of the things that makes them a good team in the first place.
True.
Either it's going to be a blowout, or it's going to be a close game, and they will find that way, that little something extra.
It never surprises me if a quality team, whoever it is, and the first thing that came to mind, to be honest, is New England and Brady. So Brady never surprises me in the third quarter, down by whatever. Peyton Manning down by whatever in the third. But it does surprise me, whether it's Alabama, whether it's New England, the best team in football right now is, I guess, Arizona, even though with Carson Palmer, I need to talk about that in a second. When you're talking about less than a minute and a half to go the length of the field, that's still impressive. How about this Carson Palmer crap.
Don't sign him to a contract.
Oh, my God. This just is don't the sign second him. Time.
Within days.
Yeah, within days.
Each time.
Friday, I guess he signed on Friday. It happened on Sunday here with Arizona. What, $80 million? And the last one in Cincinnati was $100 million.
Pop an ACL. It's crazy how it happens.
Sign me to $100 mil and I'll pop my ACL again.
Yeah, so now, how much do you know by chance how much is guaranteed?
I don't know.
It's a lot of money regardless. Let's
just say on the low end, it's 60.
Okay, fine. Low end, 60. So he's going to be sitting for the next 9 months.
Rehabbing. You know, I don't want to make light of it. Well, they're going to make money anyway. You know,
sure, yeah.
You know, but they're working out, and I'm not, you know, I don't want to make light of the fact that, you know, he's going to now have to bust his ass over the next 6 months. I know what it was like. I went through it, not to their level, you know, but I went out to the beach every day. I walked in the water every day. I went to the gym every day, you know, kind of strengthen it before the surgery and then rehab sure. it after the surgery. So it's no, you know, cakewalk.
And plus, like when we were talking with Stefan Bonner last night on Knockout Radio, talking about the age coming into it too. Because he was at whatever age he was when he popped it the first time. I'm looking at it. I'm looking up how old he is right now. But it's not getting any easier.
Stefan Bonner, Tito Ortiz, free TV tomorrow night on Spike. Yep. I can't wait. I will be. Luckily, I have the DVR where you can copy more than one thing at a time. So that I can, even though it'll be different times.
Yeah,
because the World Series of Fighting will go off, and then you know they're out in San Diego, and then you've got the UFC event, where the talk now is Cain Velasquez may have his title stripped, which at a year I think he should.
Yeah, it's the shoulder injury, right? So he is having shoulder surgery, and obviously he's not going to want to come back too soon because he wants to make sure he's back.
He says that he will fight the winner of tomorrow night's Mark Hunt Verdum.
Yeah, it's just a matter of when
and November
and how it's what the buildup's going to be. Is he going to have the strap and the other one's going to have an interim championship, or how are things going to be?
I hate fake titles
working out. But yeah, obviously we want to see him fight because he's one of the best.
A lot of you people, a lot of you all. Have been giving me crap because I am a voter on the UFC rankings.
Yes.
I believe I don't know if I'm the only one, but I have not ranked Holly Holm yet. Holly Holm has signed with the UFC. She's like a 147-time world champion in boxing. She's now hurt. She's now out of the Pennington fight.
Yes.
My question is, how do you rank somebody who hasn't fought for an organization yet? And now she's out of this fight. So now you're going to look even sillier ranking her. Or now unranking her if you already had her ranked.
Yeah, because we don't know how long she's going to be out, and it doesn't make sense to have somebody on the top 15 who hasn't earned it yet.
Exactly, and I've always said this. How do you rank somebody who once joins the number one organization in the world, who has fought for other organizations, but hasn't fought the talent that's in the Ultimate Fighting Championship? A lot of that will come to play tomorrow night out at the USF Sundome with David Branch fighting a former title contender in Yushin Okami, Melvin Gillard as well, taking on Justin Gaethje.
Yes, it's his birthday today. It's really? Justin's birthday today.
Wished I would have known that last night.
Yeah.
We could have given him some flowers.
I literally just was going through the World Series of Fighting Twitter page, and they retweeted a tweet from Corey Anderson, who we had on the show.
We did have a birthday gift, and you and Sean will be presenting that to Justin tomorrow night after the fight. And one way or another, we will see the title. We will see the belt on Sunday.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, if Melvin wins, Melvin is bringing the belt to the West Chase Golf Club.
We are going to be playing golf
on Sunday. If he retires from getting his ass beat, which he said he will retire if he gets his ass beat, then he may not come to the golf range on Sunday, which then we will go to Shooter's World, where Justin will have the belt, and he will be doing another shoot out there, and we will join him with his new gift.
There we go. Also, I was looking up Carson Palmer's age. He's 34. So, yeah, and this is the second time he's doing it. That's tough to be going through that and trying to stay, as you said, to that level of a pro quarterback.
Who's Auburn got this week?
They are they're playing Georgia, and this is Gurley's first game back.
Don't call him a girly.
Hey, that's his parents call him girly.
He's not a girly man. He is back from illegally accepting money.
So stupid.
I don't know how you don't so give the stupid. Money to your brother, your best friend, or
whatever. Well, that's what Jameis did. And what's awesome is Alpha House is doing a giveaway. Whichever city wins, they're going to give away free waffles.
Perfect. Well, nice. Food is certainly always good. All right, everybody, enjoy the weekend. The Buccaneers up in D.C. taking on the Redskins, Alabama. Who they play?
Mississippi State.
Mississippi State. A lot of cool stuff going on. Hit us up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At KOA.
Have a great weekend.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay.